Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Never fear, I did not pick up any stray food on the floorboard of my car and eat it. At least not on this drive into work. I think once a week is sufficient for that feat. And I didn't get sick from the mouthful of dog hair I got in eating a stray goldfish off the floorboard of my car last night. Oh, there's definitely something wrong with me. And yet you listen anyway, maybe because there is something wrong with me. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. It's the Hump Show. Dudes and dudettes. I remember I had a teacher. I can't remember where it was. School somewhere who called us dudes and dudettes. Well, that's just dumb. But it popped in my brain. So there it is.
I feel like I've had multiple teachers in my course of my schooling career say dude and dudettes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So my teacher wasn't a lone wolf then. Dude and dudettes. It is good to have you with us, the middle show of the work week, and do you hear that? Can you hear it? Am I the only one who can hear it? I bet producer Jay can hear it. It's the return. The return of hockey is back.
Back for Point across the blue line. He's open left circle. Point pulls up. Left point Hedman. Victor Hedman. Right point Kucherov. Score! A big one-timer from Kucherov!
What a shot.
That is the first goal of the NHL season. It's back. I don't know if it's better than ever. We'll have to wait and find out. But here it is, the night of October 10th, and it's games that count in the NHL. Welcome back, hockey. And Connor Bedard is all the rage. Jay's already told me he's mesmerized by the number one overall draft pick that went to the Chicago Blackhawks. On Blackhawks radio, that's where we snagged it from. Right, but I'm talking about the Connor Bedard. Yeah. Let's hear his first NHL point for fun.
Bedard now leaves it for Vlasic, closing in down the left side. Shoot, they score! At the top of the crease, it's going to be Ryan Donato scoring the first Hawks goal of the season. Bedard made it happen by handing it off to Vlasic, racing into the left wing circle. You got away a clean shot. Jari left the rebound at the top of the crease, and Donato cleaned it up with a backhander, and the Hawks are now back behind the Penguins by only a goal at 2-1, and Connor Bedard picks up his first National Hockey League point.
Welcome to the big time, Connor Bedard. Welcome to the NHL. My goodness, when I see conversations with him, interviews with him, this is not a knock. It's just my observation. He looks like a baby. He's so young, but good for him. His first point in the NHL. And so you can imagine he's pretty excited about ripping off that Band-Aid. And I've seen this interview. He's beaming. His face, he's beaming about playing in his first game.
It was a lot of fun. I mean, to get the win, I think, obviously being down two and coming back like we did, I think it's awesome for our group and you know, I think you remember it with a little better taste in your mouth when you win. So, yeah, it was awesome for myself and Kev to, you know, kind of have that experience.
In Pittsburgh against Sidney Crosby and the Penguins, do you wonder if he was in awe? Sometimes when young guys get into a respective sport and they face legends on the field, the court, the ice, they tend to be in awe a little bit. Now, granted, those legends like Sidney Crosby can remember being in Bedard's shoes and having all the pressure, all the spotlight, all of the expectation and anticipation. And now it goes full circle, right? Crosby gets to see the first ever game and, well, end point for Connor Bedard. But it wasn't that long ago that it was Sidney Crosby in his shoes. But I wonder what Bedard thought, or I'm sure somebody asked him.
Well, so they actually had this like sit down together that they pre-taped, I don't know, a couple days ago, I guess, mm-hmm. and they aired it before the game. And it was kind of a little awkward. They were both like wearing full pads and like just sitting
awkward.
In like a dark room. But yeah, they were just talking about like, he's like, oh, like enjoy the moment. You know, Sidney's talking to Bedard and he was
well,
like,
you know how
I remember
much
when
Sidney
I got
Crosby,
drafted.
Sidney
yeah.
Crosby loves to be on the microphone.
Yeah,
you know
so
how much
they like kind of, I guess they've met, you could say.
Yeah. Well, the fact is they were both overall number one picks. And Crosby, I swear it feels like he's 86 or at least 56 when in fact he's only 36 and just turned 36 a couple months ago. It feels like he has been around forever. But drafted number one overall in 2005 by the Penguins, the rest is history. Such a revival and a jolt for the Penguins franchise. Almost taking the handoff, the baton, if you will, from Mario Lemieux and the way that his tenure in Pittsburgh has completely changed that franchise, right? And the possibilities now with Connor Bedard and the Blackhawks. And boy, do they need something like him. There's a reason why they're the number one overall pick or why they had the number one overall pick. And it's not just about what they've done on the ice or the fact that they're in a rebuild. Their franchise, without going back over all the details, has been through some much-deserved scrutiny for some of the decisions and the choice and the personnel decisions that they made. And so the Blackhawks had fallen on hard times these last couple years. Pretty much anyone, well, not everyone, but a lot of the names that you remember from their, what was it, three cups in 5 years? Three cups in 6 years? I'd have to go back and look.
Something like that. Very
yeah, but it was yeah. not that long. It was a decade ago that they were the top team in the NHL. And so it, a lot of their decisions and a lot of the money and just in general, the way that the sports cycle goes, they've now fallen to the bottom of the barrel. And we'll see if Connor Bedard can make the same difference for them that Sidney Crosby made for the Pittsburgh Penguins. So kind of cool and not a mistake, of course, that the NHL has them on the same playing surface, the same rink, the same ice in Bedard's debut. So welcome back, hockey. We can talk a little more about it. The Vegas Golden Knights definitely deserve some pub because they were raising a banner, their first in their short franchise history, but definitely worth paying attention to. And with my apologies to all of the teams that opened tonight, and there were six of them, it's, as Jay calls it, a soft opening around the NHL. We're not talking about Major League Baseball where every single one of the teams plays on the same day, and that's something relatively new for Major League Baseball, but no. We're talking about dotting the landscape, and over the course of the next few days, every team will have a chance to open up its season. But the start of the year is actually not the top story in hockey. We'll get to that a little bit later on. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. Love to connect with you most of the time. I'm trying to be as completely honest as I possibly can. If you have not yet voted for TD of the Week, we will refresh your memory with the candidates again at the bottom of the hour. But TD of the week. The poll is still available for the next couple hours. And while you're on Twitter, you can also send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. Don't have to be able to read. You can skim. You can, oh, see, Ask Amy Anything is a little bit like our version of clickbait. All you need is the bright orange box, the bright, flashy, gaudy orange tweet. And that's where you send your questions, or on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. J&R is still completely blown away by the traffic to our newest YouTube videos that are also video versions of Ask Amy. So that's on our YouTube channel. We've seen a huge bump in subscribers. Jay's very happy. But Jay can always be happier. Actually, give him a soda and some... Trying to think, what be your favorite? Soda and, well, you do love to eat the popcorn that I bring in.
I do.
You also love to eat various little snacks that come in kitty bags. I would say Sun Chips have become a more recent favorite.
I'm in a good Sun Chip phase right now.
We both like Goldfish, so that too. Whenever I bring popcorn, he gets extra salt on his plate of popcorn. But probably... a burger. If I could give Ooh. Jay a burger every night, he would be so happy. A burger and a soda. That's all Jay needs for the rest of his life.
I'm a simple guy.
Well, that's what he thinks he needs for the rest of his life until all of a sudden his health just goes downhill. When was the last time you ate a green vegetable, you weirdo?
I don't know. But I'm in a good workout kick right
now.
No.
When was the last time you ate a green vegetable or any vegetable? The fact that you can't remember, if you all could see Jay's face right now, he has no idea the last time he ate a vegetable.
Not sure.
Remember how have a deal? When we get to 5,000 subscribers on our YouTube channel, you have to eat an entire, talking about 2 pounds of broccoli.
I think we got up to a vat-sized at one point.
Vat-sized container of broccoli. Do you remember that?
I do.
We're not quite there yet. I swear if we do some more Ask Amy Walks Down the Aisle videos, we'll get there quickly.
We'll get there pretty quick.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
I have to say, though, I did have sausage and peppers recently, so I guess that counts, right? There's like onions in there.
How recently?
Later last week.
So the last time you had a vegetable, and it wasn't a green vegetable, but the last time you had a vegetable was fried sausage and peppers.
Yeah, correct.
Huh. All right.
It counts.
Sort of. If it's completely covered in like oil and
butter,
grease All right. Well, I hope it was tasty. I don't believe those vegetables helped you a whole lot, but I could be totally wrong. Maybe that's exactly what you need, is more fried vegetables.
I don't feel great, so probably not.
Sausage and peps. Jay, you're a mess.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
But when I call you weirdo, you know it comes from a place of love. All right. So we have a fun game we're going to play tonight. And I wish Marco was here. We think he called out, but we're not exactly sure why or when or where or how, because no one tells us anything. We show up and we know nothing. And then all of a sudden, Marco's not here. And yeah. Anyway. So we're going to play a fun game, which we think is fun, and maybe we'll extend it into tomorrow. A bit of a word association around your favorite NFL team. And I don't know how this will work on social. Actually, if you guys want to weigh in, you certainly can, because I know you're listening. We wanted to do something like, when I say Bears, you say what? Right? And no, garbage and trash will not be acceptable as the answers for any of these word associations. But if you do respond, well, then we're happy to share your tweets after our CBS or on our Facebook page. But the idea is that you would have to sub in your own team, because we don't want to just put one team up. We'll get accused of bias enough as it is. When I say Texans, Jay, you say what?
Found their quarterback.
There you go. When I say Texans, you say, I mean, I'm playing the game with myself now. Jay, go ahead.
When I say Panthers, you say what?
I say Frank Reich has got his work cut out for him. But no, I wanted you to ask me about the Texans. Go.
Oh, when I say Texans, you say what?
I say D'Amico Ryans is legit already. So there I went coaches instead of quarterbacks. But there's a lot of different ways we could go. When I say Texans, you say C.J. Stroud hasn't thrown an interception. Right? So rookie record. Anyway, it's something along those lines. We just can't figure out how to put it on social media. We're not going to put up 32 tweets that when I say when I say Browns, you say what? When I say Niners, you say what? When I say Chargers, you say what? So we can't put up 32 tweets because people would unfollow us like nobody's business. But that's the idea. So if you could come up with, I guess we could put two blanks. When I say blunt, you say, but people won't know what we're talking about.
I'm like trying to word it here, like trying to write it out. It's when I say parentheses, this NFL team.
Yeah. Okay. So how about this? When I say, and then you put a blank, there's a long underscore, and then in parentheses, choose an NFL team. Okay. So when I say blank, and then in parentheses, choose an NFL team. Comma, so people know that's the first part of the phrase. Comma, you say what? As in like another blank or another underscore, question mark, what? What, like in parentheses again,
I
what?
Got it, yeah. Oh.
Jay's like, shut up.
No, I've got it. I get it. I think that's good. Makes sense now. I think it could read that and understand what we're asking.
Okay, and we've already gotten a response. Are you ready? When I say Dallas, Nathan says frustrating beyond belief.
Okay, we're getting somewhere.
See, there you go. That's how you get started. I like it. Thank you, Nathan. Thank you for listening, and thank you for weighing in. So on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or it'll be on my Twitter too, I'll retweet, and we'll also put it up on Facebook. And while you're there, send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. When I say... I'm trying to think of a good one. When I say Titans, you say what? Jay's laughing. He's not even going to answer.
Feed the king.
All right. More. Whatever it is. Like, it can be emotional. It can be practical. It can be literal. It can be figurative. Just kidding. That's not a word. It can be figurative. Whatever it is. When I say blank, insert NFL team here, you say what? And that way, potentially, we can get to all 32 teams. That is the goal. Or we can play the game on the air. So give us a call, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. When I say Vikings, you say, no, Justin Jefferson is hurt. You could say it just like that, actually.
I did when I heard the news this morning. My fantasy team took a huge hit.
When I say fantasy, everyone else says no one cares about your fantasy team.
Oh, I know, but it still hurt.
I can imagine. Was he your overall number one pick?
Yes, number two overall in the draft, my first pick, yeah.
A lot of good that does. Ouch. These days, huh? Trying to think if I still have my number one pick available. Who was my number one pick? Oh, Derrick Henry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a mixed bag response these days. All right. So the phone number, 855-212-4227. On Twitter, on Facebook, on YouTube, because Jay definitely needs to eat some more vegetables. I'm almost skimming up, but, you know, we're going to keep at it until we get to, was it 4,000 or 5,000?
Six, maybe, I think, actually, thinking back.
No,
yeah.
Zip it. It was not six. Stop it. Maybe by your birthday next year, we'll get to them.
That's a
reasonable goal.
Checkmark, yeah,
I'm telling
point.
You, if we keep putting out Ask Amy Walks Down the Aisle videos, what if we promise people photo array? Oh, heavens.
A photo array?
We might, from the wedding.
Break the internet.
We might break YouTube. Okay, speaking of emotional responses, I can imagine there is an extremely emotional response in Baltimore tonight. We will get to the Orioles' plight and why the number 101 is the last number you want to see on the final day of the regular season. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
One and one. And there's a swing and there's a drive. Deep right field. That one's on its way. That ball is history. Way up in the lower deck. Pitch to Corey Seager. You're risking that. It's 1-0 Rangers in the first.
And the 1-2 pitch. And that ball is lifted high into the air, deep left field. Hayes is going back. Back onto the track. He looks up. It is gone. Adolis Garcia will touch them all. His three-run blast has given Texas a 6-0 lead.
He knew it the moment he hit it.
And here comes Brandon Hyde. Dean Kramer will not make it out of the second inning. The Rangers have put up a 5-spot here in the second.
Getting you to the good half of your week. It's the Hump Show on After Hours.
Eric Nadel on Rangers Radio as the Texas Rangers go big fly yet again. In the series against the Orioles, 21 runs. And really, every game, each of the three in this American League Division Series, not only did they hit first and hit hard, but they hit often. And I mean that both literally and figuratively. They delivered the first punch. They landed the first punch. The ones that would be the knockout blows came in the form of these massive big flies, like the Mitch Garver grand slam in game two. Adolis Garcia with a three-run blast in the second inning in Baltimore. And Dean Kramer, who was making his first postseason start, he was knocked out of the game then. And the Orioles really couldn't mount much offense against the Rangers staff. This was the first year for Nathan Eovaldi in Texas. He was an all-star. He pitched like an all-star, allowed a single run in seven innings, just five hits, had seven strikeouts. He was in command the entire time. And honestly, the Rangers were in command of this series the entire time.
The Rangers won the first game 3-2, the second game 11-8. It's 7-1 now. Leclerc set. He delivers. He struck him out swinging. And the Rangers have swept the Orioles in the division series. Hello, ALCS, starting Sunday. Jose Leclerc is mobbed in front of the mound as the Rangers stream out of the dugout. 7-1, the final score tonight.
This is why you play the game. This is why I came back. You know, you have your moments, the ups and downs, but, you know, to see those players, you know, celebrate, I couldn't be happier for them, especially the ones that were here last year. You know, that was a tough year for them over the last, you know, 2-3 years, and to see their faces and the celebration, that's what really made it special for me. And of course, front office and ownership, that's the cool thing about this game, and makes it all worthwhile, you know, the getting in at 3-4 in the morning on some of these trips. And but here, you know, we are celebrating going to the championship series.
First ALCS for the Rangers since 2011. And you may remember that in 2021, they lost 102 games. This franchise has been down, going back a decade. They spent a lot of money. They've had a lot of hit or misses. Bruce Bochy, similar to, say, a Buck Showalter and what he did for the Mets last season. And he's not the only one. He's just an example. A veteran manager showing up, bringing stability and credibility, winning experience, a new culture. Dusty Baker has done the same thing in Houston, though, of course, they had it before him, but he's reestablished it post-cheating mess, cheating scandal. And now look at how legitimate these Rangers are, and boy, they can hit the snot out of the baseball. 41,000 fans on hand for what was the first Rangers playoff game at their new stadium. Remember in 2020, the World Series, actually it was the NLCS and the World Series that were held there, correct? And Corey Seager was a member of the Dodgers when they won the World Series at, is it Globe Life Field? It's Globe Life Field. Sorry, I have a hard time keeping up with, heck, athletes' names. Forget the names of stadiums. We talked about the Diamondbacks last night being 4-0 in these playoffs. Well, the Rangers are 5-0. And in both cases, the D-backs and the Rangers scuffled and struggled and limped through the end of the regular season. And that's kind of, to me, a catalyst for a veteran team. Not that they flipped a switch, not that they were lollygagging it through. No, the Rangers were trying to win the AL West. And because they dropped 3-4 in Seattle in their final series of the year, they lost a tiebreak to the Astros. It was devastating. They all said it was. But they still have a winning team, mentally tough, a mental reset. And again, that's where Bruce Bochy can help. He's got 3 World Series rings. He's got a ton of experience. That's where strong leadership, like a Corey Seager, can help. Been there, done that, know exactly what it takes. I suppose you could say Max Scherzer too, but he was not on the Division Series roster. However, that did not stop him from partying like it was 1999. No, seriously. Now, there is actually a chance that Mad Max, Crazy Max, could be on the roster for the championship series. We'll hear from him and Bruce Bochy a little bit later on that particular point. But this was Nathan Eovaldi's night. And, man, he's closed out both of these first 2 series for the Rangers.
It's incredible. I mean, again, everything that we've been through, especially this last month through the ups and downs and us getting hot right now, it's, you know, that's what it's about. When you get hot at the right time in the postseason, anything can happen. And, you know, we're playing really good baseball right now.
Yeah, excited for him. But as much as the pitching matters, of course, from the category of Captain Obvious, what stands out about this team is that they can pound the snot out of the baseball. According to Mitch Garver, lethal is the word that describes their offense.
It's a 1-9 attack. I mean, we are relentless. When our bats are going good and our pitching is going good, I don't think anybody can beat us. And, you know, that was on display for this series.
I think we're just trusting ourselves. We're putting together good at-bats. We're not trying to hit a home run every pitch. I think that's the biggest thing. We go up there and try to hit line drives and keep the line moving. We're going to be a very, very good offense.
Mitch Garver and Jonah Heim, both on Bally Sports Southwest. I'm not sure if you all were watching Monday Night Football. I mean, you probably were watching it, but if you were watching it, the part where Troy Aikman gave some pub to the Texas Rangers and said he was rooting for them and they were one win away from winning the American League Division Series against the Orioles, and hey, watch out, coming up on Tuesday night. And Joe Buck says to him, was it $500? I'll give you $500. I don't, maybe it wasn't that much. He just said something about, I'll give you this amount of money if you can name 4 players on the Rangers. Did you hear that? It was funny because Troy didn't take him up on it. Now, I can imagine Troy didn't necessarily need to stoop to that level. Like, oh, let me prove to you that I know all these Rangers. But it was kind of funny. It speaks to their friendship, right? And their rapport, that they're not just work colleagues, they're actually friends, because you would only get that from a friend. But how many of you out there, be honest, you heard that, you started naming as many Texas Rangers as you could?
First thing I did.
Me too.
Went around the whole diamond.
Me too. Me too. I was like, oh crap, let me make sure I can name the Rangers starting lineup. And actually, remember, there were 8 of them at the All-Star game, so they were well represented. They've been one of the best teams in Major League Baseball for the entire season. And even though they suffered a very disappointing finish and lost the division title, all is not lost now in the playoffs. Instead, they're on to the championship series. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Mention the emotions of Baltimore sports fans. Let's put the Ravens aside for a second. I know it was a painful loss against the Steelers on Sunday, but they're still very early in the regular season. No harm, no foul there. You knew the AFC North was going to be tough. But 101 wins for the Orioles. I'm sorry, I got to do it. Last year, Braves and Mets both won 101 games and were out before the championship series. Now, the Orioles hadn't been in the playoffs since 2016, and according to Brandon Hyde, the season is still an incredible success.
We're supposed to win 76 games, won 101, won the American League East. Really proud of our group. They defied all the odds. Nobody gave us a chance. These guys played their butts off for 6 months. We just didn't play well for these last three, unfortunately. But it's definitely a successful season, and these guys are going to be really good going forward.
I was thinking about Dean Kramer and his mindset. His mom was at the game, but he's an Israeli-American, and his family members, many family members, are still in Israel. And this was his first postseason start. No doubt his heart is heavy. You don't have to be Israeli. You don't have to be from the nation, have ties to the nation. You don't have to be Jewish to recognize the atrocities and to just have a heavy heart over what's happening in the Middle East. So I thought about him and wondered if this was an escape for him. If a lot of times, and it's not just athletes, right? It's really any human. If we can focus on work, if we can focus on a particular task or project, we can sometimes mentally block out whatever emotions or pain, suffering, challenges that we have in our lives. Man, I remember the week that my Grammy Helen passed away. You know, we knew for about 5-6 days that she was likely in her final week here on the planet. And it was tough. I worked all the way through it, but I felt like work provided some solace. And I was wondering if that's how he felt too, being on the mound tonight for this start. And he's taking a positive approach, similar to what we've heard from Brandon Hyde. This will only serve to make the Orioles better in the future.
This feeling sucks, but on the bright side, this is our first taste of the postseason. We're all basically, pretty much everybody in this clubhouse is coming back. So a lot of good years to look forward to.
Mm. 8 straight playoff losses now over 10 years, though, for the Orioles. It's about half of what the Minnesota Twins organization had been through. And it's not this group. This is an entirely new group. But of course, that does kind of hang over your head a little bit. I do believe that better things are in store. It's an extremely young team. They've got some incredible star power, strong leadership. Just ran into a buzzsaw of an offense with the Texas Rangers. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. Excited to connect with you on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. A little bit of a word association game that we're asking you to weigh in. And the idea is to pick a team, any team, whether it's your team or another, and what are the first words that come to mind when you think of that? All right, so between that and Ask Amy Anything, and then also our TD of the Week poll that's still up and running, there's plenty to do even as we head to a break. Hope that you enjoyed, survived, thrived through your Tuesday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. It's a Touchdown Tuesday on After Hours.
Firing for the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Touchdown!
Takes it himself to the pylon. Touchdown!
1 minute to beat 10. He's gone.
They throw in the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Hey, the guy missed. He's inside the 5. He's to the 3-2-1. Touchdown! Southern Salting into the end zone. Touchdown!
To cast your vote for the TD of the Week, head to @AfterHoursCBS on Twitter or give us a call at 855-212-4227. The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Single back as Etienne gets the handoff running over the left side, finds a hole at the 30. He's free at the 20. Left numbers to the 10. Breaks a tackle and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Jaguars. A 35-yard run for Travis Etienne Jr. His second touchdown of the game, and this one should ice it in London. Jaguars 24, Bills 13. 2:56 to play in the fourth.
The New York Jets.
41 seconds remaining. Second and 10, Denver at their own 41-yard line. They still have one timeout. The Jets again show blitz. Russell Wilson in the shotgun. Are the Jets going to bring pressure? Yes, they will. Russell Wilson being chased. He'll be sacked. The ball pops out. Loose on the far side. It's scooped up. Bryce Hall runs down the right sideline at the 10. 5. Touchdown.
The San Francisco 49ers.
Here's an end around and a flea flicker. Back to Brock Purdy. Takes a shot down the sideline to George Kittle. Kittle all the way to the end zone. Touchdown! San Francisco!
With a little razzle-dazzle reverse flea flicker. They flip it to McCaffrey. He flips it back to Debo. Debo flips it to Purdy, and Purdy drops it to George Kittle down the sidelines.
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Steelers down two. Trying to get into at least field goal range. Here's a shotgun snap. Blitz. He's back. He throws it down the near sideline. Pickens has it. Pittsburgh Steelers touchdown. Pickett to Pickens. 41 yards. And you have to be here.
It's a go route. And Joe, he did. That's as sweet as my Aunt Nellie's blueberry pie, baby. What a hit by that. My goodness. That's just sensational. I can't even believe that I just saw what I saw.
I saw it and I don't believe it.
Oh, man.
A lot of you are pointing to that call on Steelers radio, the game winner from Pickett to Pickens with Bill Hillgrove and then Craig Wolfley, who is there doing the analysis and talking about his aunt's blueberry pie. You're saying that call is the best one. And that's kind of what we take into account when we give you the TD of the week options. If we have two really good calls, we tend to err, or two really good moments, I should say, two incredible touchdowns, we tend to err on the side of the better radio call.
It's a go route, and so he did.
It's a go route, and so he did. So good. So on Steelers radio, the game winner just happens to be from Kenny Pickett to George Pickens, already establishing that great connection last season, now carrying it forward into their sophomore campaigns. The razzle dazzle on Niners radio, George Kittle ends up the recipient, one of his three touchdowns, and some of you are accusing us of bias against the Lions, since they also had their own version of this handoff slash flea flicker slash chicoration slash touchdown. But the Niners-Cowboys game was also your pick for game of the week, so maybe that's why we err in that space. Plus, you know, it was nationally televised.
You're back in the dumpers again.
I mean, that's just not true. We're not biased against you, Lions. In fact, we've been on your side for 2 years now, Dan Campbell, biting kneecaps off.
Enjoy the sunlight.
I know it's at dark, or I know it's at night.
If you will. I know it's at night.
Bryce Hall, not Breece Hall, with the scoop and score, the fumble return for a touchdown that gives the Jets another victory with Zach Wilson as their quarterback. What? That's Bob with Schusen on Jets Radio. And then J.P. Shadrick, our friend who joined us from London last week with the call on Westwood One. Travis Etienne with a pair of touchdowns in the fourth quarter as the Jaguars come back from London with two wins and probably a whole lot of other souvenirs. You can vote for TD of the Week. Just retweet it from our show account, After Hours CBS. It's also on my account and on our Facebook page. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. We've got one listener who definitely knows his Mike Tomlinisms. Craig writes in, "When I say the Steelers, you say the standard is the standard." That sounds exactly like Mike Tomlin.
We want them to be fat and sassy and spoiled.
Zach is listening in D.C. Zach, welcome to After Hours.
Good morning, Amy. So I am a 20-year Michigan transplant living in D.C.
Okay.
And the word for the Lions is finally. It's so good to just have them be relevant, right?
Yes.
But one thing that is, like, I feel like one sports story that is totally underreported, they have won one playoff game since 1957.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. 1957.
I mean, I can't really think about it that good. Neither you nor I was here. But yes, I know what you're saying.
I know, but it's like, the Browns get like the love of losers and all that. No, the Lions are the sad sacks of sports. They are, and it doesn't get reported. Anyways, let's go Lions!
I like it. Thank you, Zach. Good to hear from you. A transplant from Michigan in D.C. When I say Lions, he says, finally!
I feel wind underneath my freaking wings, man.
So if you look at the Lions playoff history, and every now and then it's fun just to do that, their last playoff appearance was in 2016. And that was against the Seattle Seahawks. So Matthew Stafford, obviously still their quarterback at the time. And they end up losing 26-6. Then you go back to 2014. I remember this vividly. We spent days on this controversial ending at the Dallas Cowboys, where there was a flag thrown, then the flag was picked up, and because the flag was picked up, there was no foul. It was just, I believe it was a pass interference. Either way, it was so controversial. They end up losing 24-20 in Dallas, and can't end the drought there either. Tony Romo, if I remember, was the starter for the Cowboys, but he would have been the starter for the Cowboys in 14. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Before that, it was 2011. They lost in the wild card round to the Saints. Before that, so those are the only three Lions playoff appearances this century. Before that, you have to go back to the 90s. A loss in the wild card round to the then Redskins. In 97, a loss to the Buccaneers. In 95, a wild card loss to the Eagles. In 94, a wild card loss to the Packers. In 93, also a wild card loss to the Packers, while we're adding insult to injury in the, and I know the divisions are different now, but it is the NFC North now. That 93 game against the Packers was in Detroit. That was the last time they hosted a playoff game. Isn't that crazy, Jay? The last time that they had a playoff game on their own field, 1993 season.
Wow. So Ford Field has never seen a playoff game.
I mean, that's insane. 1993 was the last time they hosted a playoff game. Well, it was the 93 season. It was early 94 when they were playing it. But yeah, the Lions are due. We're all about the Lions being relevant. Finally. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yep. And I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
Whoa, I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Get our best deals on iPhone 15 Pro at T-Mobile.com.
1 year upgrade requires Go 5G Next plan, financing new qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus doorbusters. Get up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.